Hi, hey, sorry I'm late.
Oh, please. I'm the one that should be apologizing. I'm the one that had to reschedule twice.
It's true. Dave's keeping you busy?
I don't keep winning cases for him. I'll ever take his job. Well, how about you? You just started with a client last week, right? How's it going?
Good. Fine. Great.
So what is she? Alcoholic? Addict? Both?
You know how to talk about my clients, right?
Sorry. I know we're not together anymore, but I still worry about you.
I'm fine.
Because I'm not the only one who's worried.
Oh, my God, my parents. Tell me they didn't reach out to you.
They said you're not returning their calls.
Yeah, well, I don't need a lecture every time I speak to them, so I...
They're confused, Joan. You used to be a surgeon. Now you babysit drug addicts. I know how much it hurt when you lost that patient, but if you're doing all this, it's some kind of penance.
I am doing this because I'm actually good at it. I don't know why that's so hard to understand. Hey, I made coffee.
Thank you.
It'll be right here when you're ready.
Didn't take my advice, I see. Didn't sleep with your ex.
What are you working on?
Casey McManus's preliminary autopsy report came in a little while ago. Just going through some of the particulars.
But there's only one particular, the gunshot wound in the head.
The victim also suffered from endothelial corneal dystrophy.
Well, that's a gray clouding of the cornea. That's a genetic disorder. But how is that relevant?
How is it not?